Today's daf is Erev in Daf Samaches, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, the 2 dots, Hahuya Nukah. Today's daf is being learned as a Chos Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, Sara Bas Esther, and Shragi Yehuda Ben Sara. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Shashana Tova Bas Alchanon, and Avram Ben Yibadal L'chaim Toivim, Ramosha Chayim. Zok de Gemara. And the first Gemara of today's daf is a classic. Hafachba v'hafachba de kulaba. Ahu yenuka de ishtapech chamime. There was a child. It was a boy. It was the 8th day from when he was born. As a result, he required a bris milah. They had prepared hot water for this child. As the Mishnah says in Masechet Shabbos and Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Milah was the minig every time they did a bris milah. So before a bris milah, the minig once upon a time was to bathe the child with hot water. Either way, before the bris milah, the hot water spilled. And they needed hot water in order to be able to go forward with the bris milah. Now, to go heat up hot water for the bris is something you're not allowed to do, because it was Shabbos. And even though milah is doicha Shabbos, but we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rebbe Eliezer, of Perek Rebbe Eliezer, the milah fame, that although milah itself is doicha Shabbos, but machshirei milah is not doicha Shabbos, and as a result, they had a little bit of an issue. They needed hot water to be able to go forward with the bris milah. They didn't want to do the milah without first bathing the child. To heat up the hot water is machshirei milah, it's not doicha Shabbos. What should you do? Amalu Rabbo, the Rabbo was there, and he said, Nesulei Chamimi, we got Besa. He said, in my house I have water, hot water. Why don't you take some hot water from my house and go bring it to the house that they're doing the bris milah? Amalei Abayis, Abayis told Rabba, Valei Arvino, we can't do it because we didn't make an Erev. And Rabba's house and the house where the bris milah was being done, although they were in the same chatzar, but it wasn't the same house. There was no way Ruvi Chatzeres, so there was no way to carry. Amalei, so Rabba told Abaya, Nismei Chashitof. I'm assuming he said that our chatzar was mishtatef with the neighboring chatzeros and made a shetufei mevayis. And Rashi says, it's a mishnah later in the Masechta, that if you have a chatzar that didn't make a ruvi chatzeros, however the chatzar was mishtatef with other chatzeros to make a shetufei mevayis, the halacha is that even though there was no Erev, the shetuf works as an Erev as well. So Rabbi told Abaye, you should be able to carry, because even though we didn't make an Erev, didn't we contribute in the shetuf? Amalei, he told him, no, haloi shat finan, we didn't contribute in the shitov either. So Rabbi told him, Nebrulei, okay, so you know what? If we can't carry hot water ourselves, there's always a plan B. Tell a goy, lenochri, and leisilei, let him bring it. Let's do an amir lak, I'm rabbi. So Abaye said, boy lo isfei lamar. I wanted to ask Mar, Rebbe, Rabbi, a question. Rabbi Yosef, was it Rabbi Yosef didn't allow me? And the reason Rabbi Yosef didn't allow me was because I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm a Rav Kahan. When I was by Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Amalon, he told us the following Yisoid. Bida Yiraisa, whenever it comes to a Dinda Yiraisa, my Svinan Tiyufta, Vahadra of Dina Maisa. Meaning, if you hear a halacha, that's Nogeya Dine Dairaisa, you have a kash on it. Meaning, you don't understand it 100%. So, are you allowed to do what you were told you're allowed to do even though you don't understand it? Or do you have to ask the kasha and clarify the halacha? So Rabbi Yehuda said that whenever it comes to Dine de Raisa, if you have a kasha, you have to ask the kasha, get an answer, assuming the answer is a good answer, then afterwards you can go forward and do what you need to do. But the Rabbanon, however, when it comes to the Rabbanon, first you do and then you ask questions, like we saw in the Gemara and Daf Sabah Chei Amid Beis. Of Dina Maisa, first you do, and afterwards ask questions. So either way, Abaye said that I wanted to ask Rabbi a question. I wasn't so happy with Rabba's psak. Rabba Paskin, tell a guy to go carry the hot water for the bris milah. I had a kasha, but Rabbi Yosef, don't ask. Because we're dealing with a din de rabbanon. Why is it a din de rabbanon? First of all, we're dealing with Amir la'akum, which is a din de rabbanon. There's no issa de raisa to tell a guy to do malacha if you want Shabbos. And besides, we're dealing with carrying in a chatzer mirshus lirshus, which is only a haitza de rabbanon. So either way, Rabbi Yosef said that being that we're dealing with a din derabbanon, the rule when it comes to the derabbanon is of dina maisa, and only afterwards he asks questions. Don't ask any questions first. Anyways, the boss of Achi Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef went over to Abaye afterwards and said, "My boy is lois filim. What did you want to ask, Rabbi Amalei?" He says, "I'm going to tell you what I wanted to ask him. Tanya, I wanted to ask him a question from the following brayse: Hazah shvus, hazah that was done on someone that was tamei meis with the efer and the mechatos of the parah aduma was something that you weren't allowed to do on Shabbos. It was usher to do a hazah on Shabbos, not midday raisa, but it was aser midday rabbanon. Vamir lenachri shvos, and to tell a guy to do malacha for you is also a question of the rabbanon. He said, "Mahazah shvos veini doiches haShabbos." Just like the halach is that hazah is not doiches Shabbos, even b'magim mitzvah. Says Rashi, "What's the chiddush even b'magim mitzvah? What would be if you have somebody that is Tomei Tumas Meis, the seventh day of his Tumas Meis, meaning the day that he needs a Hazah in order for him to become Tar, fell out on Yudal and Nisan. It fell out on Erev Pesach. If he has the Hazah, he'll be able to partake in the Karban Pesach. If he doesn't have the Hazah, he won't be able to partake in the Karban Pesach. Do we say, do the Hazah, being that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, B'makei Mitzvah, or not? Said Abaya, I know the halacha is, it's a braiso that hazah is a shvus and is not doiches Shabbos. So he said, based on that, af amir lenachri shvus veinu doiches haShabbos. Amir lenachri is also a shvus, and it should also not be doiches Shabbos. Meaning, even though the amir lenachri was being done with tzarech mitzvah, it was being done so that you'll have the hot waters like this, you'll be able to move forward with the bris milah, but it doesn't matter. You can't do a shvus, even b'makei mitzvah, on Shabbos. Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, this is the question that I wanted to ask. Again, they were doing the bris milah. They needed to bathe the child in hot water before they did the bris milah. And they didn't have any hot water handy. It was a problem. To heat up water, you can't do. Even though you can do the bris milah on Shabbos, which involves Chilul Shabbos, that's because there's a pasuk that says, "B'yayim hashmini l'rabbis that milah is doicha Shabbos, milah bezman is doicha Shabbos, but machshirei milah is not doicha Shabbos." Rabbi Eliezer, the milah holds a doicha Shabbos, but you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer the milah. So they couldn't heat up the water. The question is, what should we do? So Rabbi said, let's carry, take from my house. There's no Erev, there was no Shita. So he said, you know what, tell a guy to do it. If a guy will do it, it's going to be okay. And even though Amir La'akum is really something you're not allowed to do, but over here we're doing it for a mitzvah. We're doing it for the purpose of Bris Milah. And being that we're doing it for the purpose of Bris Milah, it should be okay. So Abaye said, I want to ask a kasha to Rabbi Rav Yosef. Said, don't ask the kasha. Because when it comes to the Rabbanans, first you do, and then Mebeit Mechila. What was the kasha Rav Yosef told Abaye that you wanted to ask? You were so excited, you were going to bomb away with a kasha. He said, I was going to ask him, what do you mean? You could do a Mira La'akum, you could do a Shvus. Why? Because it's for a mitzvah. This precedent, you can't do that. You can't do a Hazah on the seventh day of someone's Tumas Meis, even if it's a Tzarek Mitzvah, even if it's Erev Pesach, and you want to give this person an opportunity to bring a Karban Pesach. So Amar Leis Rav Yosef told Abaye, it's a good thing you didn't ask the kasha, because not a good kasha, because there's a very important teretz to this kasha. What's the teretz? And as we'll see in a moment, there's a machloikis rishonim, a very yesoidus thing of machloikis rishonim, a machloikis rishonim that has a tremendous practical nafgamina lahalacha in terms of how to understand Pashup Shan in the Gemara's text. Amalei Sin told him like this, V'leishani loch, bein shvus, deiz bein maisa, le shvus, deles bein maisa. Don't you acknowledge that there's a chilek between a shvus, deiz bein maisa, versus a shvus, deles bein maisa? And he said, I'll prove to you that there's a chilek between a shvus, deiz bein maisa, and a shvus, deles bein maisa. Don't marlo yom alenach, he's a lachin, because Rabbah never told the guy that it would be okay to have him heat up the water. All he said was it would be okay for him to go and carry the water. But you see, he never told him to heat up the water. Must be there's a chilek between shvus de isbe maisa and shvus de lesbe maisa. So the truth is, the Gemara's teretz is very sasim. Rav Yosef said, Abaye, it's a good thing you didn't ask the kasha, because it's a very intuitive chilek between the two cases. But what exactly the chilek is, again, it's sasim. V'lo shani loch ben shvus de isbe maisa, the shvus de lesbe maisa. Most Rishonim learned that what Rabbi Yosef was telling Abaya was, is that there's a chilek between doing hazah on Shabbos for someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, even when the seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach, where you're doing a Litzarech Mitzvah, versus our Gemara, where Rabbi said, go tell a guy to carry hot water from my house and bring it into the other house. It's like this will be able to do the Bris Milah. You know what the difference is? Hazah involves only one shvus. Whereas the guy carrying the water from house to house within a chatzer where there's no eruv chatzeros involves two shvusim. Hazah is one shvus. The shvus is doing the actual hazah. Over here, it was a double shvus. Because over here, the yid wasn't going to do it. The guy was going to do it. Telling a guy to do malacha if you want Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan. The malacha the guy was going to do was going to be carrying from house to house within a chatzer where there's no eruv. That's also only an issur d'rabbanan. So what you have is what's known in the vernacular as a shvus
This shvus. Shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, that's already mutter. One shvus b'makom mitzvah is not mutter. But shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. And said, Rabbi Yosef, I'll prove to you that this is where Rabbi was coming from. I'll prove to you that he meant not just shvus b'makom mitzvah, but shvus, this shvus b'makom mitzvah. Because why? Just read the Gemara again. He didn't tell him to heat up water. Why couldn't he tell him to heat up hot water? What would have been the problem? Shvus? Amir Lakum? Amir Lakum's only a shvus. If shvus b'makom mitzvah is okay, why couldn't he just promptly heat up hot water? The Teretz says because heating in and of itself is bishul. That's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. I mean, that's something that you do on Shabbos. That's already an issa d'oraisa. All you would have is one shvus. One shvus, you're right. It's like Hazah. One shvus is not going to be okay. It's dafka shvus dishvus. Or shvus dishvus, that's going to be okay. This is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. However, there are other Rishonim, the Bahag, the Bala Itur, there are other Rishonim that learn the Gemara differently. And that is, what the Gemara meant to say was something else. Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, there's a chiluk between the shvus of Hazah and the shvus of Amir la'akum. The shvus da'azah is a shvus de'isbe maisa. It involves a physical act, a fleshige maisa. Whereas Amir la'akum is only an amira. It's a shvus de'lesbe maisa. There's a chilik between a shvus de'isbe maisa and a shvus de'lesbe maisa. Just like on the de'iraisa level, a lav sh'niyesh be maisa, loikin olav, lav sh'en be maisa, ein loikin olav. There's many nafkuminas in halacha, not just regarding malchus, in terms of qualitatively, the echos of the loisa say, when it's a yesh be maisa versus when it's an ein be maisa. On the shvus level, it's also true. There's a difference between a shvus de isbe maisa and a shvus de lesbe maisa. Hazor, you can't do even the makom mitzvah. That's because it's a shvus de isbe maisa. Amir la'akum, even if it's a shvus de lesbe maisa, it has nothing to do with shvus de shvus. Rather, it's about the distinction between the shvusin. One is a shvus de isbe maisa, the other is a shvus de lesbe maisa. Now, if that's the case, what should come out in cheshbon? That any time you tell a guy to do malacha for you, it would be okay as long as it's letzayrich mitzvah. Why? Because it's a shvus the last be maisa. So what's this next line? The hamar lo yomar lenachri zilachum. Right, Rabbi Yosef was proving to me. He said, why didn't Rabbi tell him go heat up hot water? I mean, lefi this pshad in the Gemara's teretz, lefi the way Rabbi Yosef's explaining the chiluk now, he could have told him to heat up hot water. Why would he say don't heat up hot water? Because that's a deraisa. Who cares that that's a deraisa? The point is not the shvus as opposed to the one shvus. The point is within the one shvus itself, making the distinction. Does the shvus involve a maisa like hazah, or does it not involve a maisa where it's amir la'akum? But where it's amir la'akum, even if he's telling him to do a deraisa, it should be okay. It's for that reason that Goy Sabach has a little aleph here and takes out the words the hamar lo yomar lenachri zilachem, because according to that havana, the way those rishonim learn pshat in this gemara and a chenami, there's no mokin to be mechalik between if Rabbah told him carry the water versus heat up the water. And a chenami could have told him to heat up the water. He told him carry water. You have to heat up water now. It's simpler. This is just an easier way to do it. But and a chenami, in fact, that could have been okay. In other words, we have a machloikis rishonim as to why it was okay for Rabbah to tell a guy to go be Michal Shabbos on some level so that we should be able to do a bris milah. Either it's because it was a shvus to shvus, Amir Lakum is a shvus, and the melacha that they told the guy to do was to carry mibayis labayis in one chatzer that didn't have a ruv chatzeris, which in and of itself is only nisa d'rabbana, and where it's a shvus to shvus, b'makim mitzvah, that's something that's okay on Shabbos. Or the reason was because Amir la'akum itself is a shvacher shvus, because the shvus the lesbe mitzvah. And had Rabbi told him zil achim, that would have also been okay. Punkt, he didn't tell him zil achim. L'may nafkimina, bottom line, what's the nafkimina? Are you allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? Of course not. Amir la'akum, it's something that's very, very awesome. Stating that, what if I want a guy to do malacha for me, litzayrich mitzvah? You're in a shul and you can't daven because the lights are out, or your sukkah, you want to make the sukkah hot. So like this, you'll be able to sleep at night in the sukkah. Is that something you're allowed to do? Can you tell a guy to do it, or can you not tell a guy to do it? L'chur, it's amir la'akum, it's b'makom mitzvah. If amir la'akum is always mutter b'makom mitzvah, because the shvus the less be maisa, so the halach is it would be okay. If the only time amir la'akum is mutter b'makom mitzvah is when it's a shvus dishvus, then if what you're telling the guy to do is a issa d'rabbanon, so then, even though ordinarily it's a problem, but shvus to shvus, but makom mitzvah would be okay. Otherwise, it would be. The bottom line is, what comes out from this Gemara tucked away in Erevin, Samech Zayin, Amabe, Samech Ches, Amad Aleph, is a major machloikis rishonim, how to understand what Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, and so kum tais agrois in afgemina lehalocha. Are you allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, a malacha de reisa, when it's a tzarech mitzvah? Malacha de rabbanim for sure. Shvus de shvus b'malka mitzvah. What about if it's a malacha de reisa? What are we paskin? So the halacha, the mechaber paskins, that shvus de shvus
is mutter b'makom mitzvah, clearly implying that you would not be allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa if you have a b'makom mitzvah. Stating that, we don't have time for this now. But the Rama in two places in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rama is in Simin Reishayim Vav, and the Rama is in Simin Shin Zayin. He says that you should know that v'ayin l'il Simin Reishayim Vav. I'm reading from Shin Zayin Sivkot and Hey. Diyesh makilim afilu b'malacha d'oraisa v'ayin sham. And if you ayin sham, so the Rama says that he doesn't really love that shita, but at the end of the day, there is such a shita, and as a result, he saw the minhag in Klal Yisrael is that people do tell goyim to go do malachis deraisis for them, as long as it's letzorech, such as letzorech mitzvah, letzorech suda, achasin, amila, he says. But v'yesh lahachbim b'makam shein tzorech gadol, da roiva poiskin chokin al svarazo. Either way, it all comes from our Gemara, and af samaches amar, but we're not even finished with the story, says the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Bar Avchanan Labai. So Rabbi Avchanan heard this whole story, and he told Abaya, he says, I can't believe this. He said, I have one problem with the story. He said, no, my problem with the story is, why was there no Erev? How could that not be an Erev? There's two Choshev Rabbanon. Rab and Abaya both lived in this Erev. He said, how is it possible Rab and Abaya both lived in an Erev, in a Chotzer, and they didn't have an Erev, and they didn't have a Shittuv? Amalei, Abaya said, you're right. It's correct. Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan. He said, but my Navid, practically speaking, there's no way to make this work. He said, why? Mar lav urche. He said, for Rabbi, the Rebbe, he should go ahead and he should make an Erev, meaning he should collect the Mazin Shtei Sudois. He should get involved in the Erev. Lo matimlo. I know, me? To rid a bigger side? I'm busy learning. I can't start going and collecting things. And what about everybody else? Like Mashki, they don't care. The only two people that care are me and Rabba. Not a gay. He said, Rabba is, it doesn't pass. And me, I'm learning. So you want to know why there was no Erev? It's a good kasha. He said, but that's the answer. So he said, Abaya, I know what you might be thinking. Maybe you're thinking, he says, why do I have to go ahead and collect? Meaning, to go ahead and collect Mazin Shtei Sudois from everybody, that's going to be a big deal. But Lamaisa, today, nobody collects money from people, right? No one's knocking on your door and saying, sir, will you please chip in with buying a box of matzahs? It's like this will be able to carry in our bungalow colony on Javas, right? You never got that phone call. But why? The reason is because usually one person is machin it on behalf of everybody else. It works with Zachalad and Shalai. But fun, we're going to still get to this sugya in the latter part of the Masechta. So Abaya said, oh, you're going to ask me? I don't have to be busy with it. Let me just take some of my own food and let me be machin it. So Abaya said, I'll tell you the truth. V'acting like pita v'salif. I'm going to take my own food. Keeping the boy minoy. V'layev shalais v'nalayu. He said, I'm an Orem man. And if people are going to ask me, he says, really? Chababak some matzahs? Can I have a little matzah? You put aside a little bit of an Erev for me? I have some wine? Can I have some of the wine? He said, I won't be able to give it to him. Because I can't. I can't afford to give it to him. And he said, if that's the case, batel shituf. The shituf is going to be batel. It's not a real shituf. If one of the B'nai Mavi comes and he says, you know what? I want some of the food that I was mishtatef in. And the Oilam refuses. They said, I'm sorry. We're not giving it to you. Batel ha-shituf. The shituf is going to be batel. So Abaye said, it's a practical issue. He said, for Rabbi, it doesn't pass. For me to start going and raising money, I don't have the time. For me to be makna and give my own food away for the oilam, I'm afraid they're going to ask me for it, and I can't afford it. Everybody else, they don't care. So what am I supposed to? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? There was a way to make this work. V'niknule. So Rabbi Bar Avchanan told Abaya, he said, V'niknulu ma reviyasa de chalab chavisa. He said, why don't you take a little bit of vinegar? So it seems that everybody had a little bit of vinegar stored away. That was something that everybody had. It was in his long-term storage. Everybody has. He said, take a reviyas of vinegar. Seemingly, that would be enough for the Mazin Shtei Sudois. And why don't you just have that be the Mazin Shtei Sudois for the Erev. Now, just to be clear, it's important for the next part of the Gemara, and the ask was, where the suggestion was, is that why don't you designate in your mind that some of that vinegar, meaning he wasn't asking Abaya to take a particular revius and let that be the Erev. He wanted him to say, because that maybe would have been tedious, he'd have to go through this every Shabbos, we're looking for a long-term solution. So he said, why don't you just say, I'm always going to have vinegar stored, so let some of that revius of that vinegar, let that always be the Mazin Shtei Sudois. But either way, Abaya told him back, Tanya Emesh Dafim Ba'itzer, you're not allowed to use food and that's stored away in the Noitzer for your Shetufim Ba'itz for your Ruvi Chatzeres. So he told him, Tanya Mishtatfim, oh, it's not true, we learned to the price somewhere else Mishtatfim. I'm a Vishaya, so Vishaya said, like Kasha, it's not a Kasha, why not? One Bryce is going according to Beis Shammai, the other Bryce is going according to Beis Hillel. Which, who's Beis Shammai and who's Beis Hillel? So the short answer first, Baal Peh. And that is, the Gemara is going to say that whether you could be Mishtatef Ba'itzer or not is totally in the sugya of Yesh Breira,
or ein breira. So without going back into the sugi of breira, but if you hold yesh breira, so then you can have an oitzer that's loaded, it's fully stocked with vinegar. You can use it on a regular basis, and we could always say that whatever is the revius that ends up being used for that particular Shabbos for the mazin shtei sudas, ikloy milsa mafreya, that was always the mazin. Meaning, there's never a chashash that maybe you ate or you drank the Erev, because whatever's remaining, that always is the Erev, using the halacha of Yesh Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, it's not going to work. So the price is Ein Mishtafim Ba'Oitzer holds Ein Breira. Price says Yesh Mishtafim holds Yesh Breira. That's the Teretz. And really, the Gemara could have just said that, but the Gemara is going to take the long Sinek route. The Gemara is going to get involved in one Sugya of Breira. We learned the Sugyas of Breira earlier in the Masechta, but the Gemara is going to bring one Sugya, and this was one of the Sugyas that we actually learned together. It's a little intense, but it's really not Negeya us. Says the Gemara, one is going according to Beis Shammai, one is going according to Bezalel. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Meis Bebayis. So we know the halacha is that if there's a mace inside a house, the mace is metama tumas. It's the chiddush of tumas mace. It's not only metama b'mago, b'masa, b'hesed, but there's also something called tumas oil that's unique to a mace. There's another special halacha in the world of tumas mace that says that if a mace dies inside a house, all the psachim, all the entrance ways of the house become tamei. Meaning, if there's anything that's underneath the mezuzahs and the mashkef of the entranceway, it becomes tamei. And the reason is because inevitably this mace is going to be taken out of the house through one of the entranceways. We don't know which pesach. So as a result, all the psachim become a problem. So mace bebayis, this is this halacha. But like psachim, there were many doors. Kulan tamei, they're all tamei. Niftach echamehen. What if one of them is open? Who tamei? V'kulan tahir. Chishav loitzei be'echamehen. What if the person had a mind to take him out of one? They were all closed, but the person who's in charge, the Chavr Kadisha, he had a mind that I'm taking the mace out of this door. Or he had a mind to take him out of a window that was 4x4. So the halach is matzal al kol psachim kulam. So then we assume that this is the entrance way that he's going to be taking the mace out of. And as a result, all the other doorways are tahar. It's matzal on the other doors. Usually all the doorways would be tame, because misafik, they're all tame. However, when we know for sure there's a machshava that, no, we're going to take it out of here, so then the other ones become tahar. Zokti Gemara, Beishamayim said, the only time this is true is if the person had the machshava to take it out of this door before the mace died. Before the mace died, he had the machshava. So b'shas, the misa, the shas, the chalois tomas meis, we knew which pesach he was going to be taken out of. Then the halach is that pesach is matzal on the other psachim. No, even if you had this machshava after the meis died, even then you're going to have this halacha. What's the hezber in the machloikis? So the way Rashi learns the sugya and Tosfos, the hezber of the machloikis is yesh breira or ein breira. Beis Shammai holds ein breira. Beis Shammai says you can post de facto, after the mace dies, say, you know something? I want to take the mace out of this Pesach. So the Freya, Igloy Milsa, that was always the Pesach that we were destined to take it out of. So all the other Pesachim are going to be saved. No, you have to have them machshava before the mace dies, before the chalei stoma, because of ein breira. Basically, the yesh breira. Bottom line is, we have a kasha where the mishtatvim ba'itzer, ein mishtatvim ba'itzer, really, it's not a stira. Ein mishtatvim ba'itzer holds ein breira. Mishtatvim ba'itzer holds yesh breira. Again, what does that have to do with us? Because Rabbi Rachana came to Abaye and he said, I understand, there's two gedolim living in a chatzar. How are you talking that there's no erev? So he said, what do you want? There was nothing for me to do. He said, for Rabbi to make the erev, it's ein olafich voidai. He said, for me to make the erev, I'm pasha too busy learning. He says, you want me to go be makne on behalf of the oilam? He said, I don't have the money. Should someone else do it? Nobody else cares. Maybe I should use some of the chametz that I have in my oitzer. So he told him, ein mishtatvim ba'oitzer. Tais has one kasha, a very obvious kasha. The Gemara just said that we have a stira whether mishtatvim ba'oitzer or ein mishtatvim ba'oitzer. And the Gemara said, v'loi kasha, amar Rabbi Yishaya, habei shamay habei sil. Beishamay holds ein breira, thus ein mishtatvim ba'oitzer. Beisil holds yesh breira, thus mishtatvim ba'oitzer. It comes out in chesed, just the math of the Gemara, that Abaya, who said ein mishtatvim ba'oitzer, held like Beishamai. Abaye would hold like Beishamai, not like Beisul. So Tosfos says you have to say Enochinami. Abaye must have held that it's not necessarily Beishamai that holds Ein Breira as opposed to Beisul. Rabbi Yishaya held that way, and the Gemara is just telling too a mashal of a machloikis of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. But really, to answer Abaye, this mashal doesn't work, because it comes out then that it's Beishamai that holds Ein Breira, and Avada Gevis, Abaye would never pass like Beishamai versus passing like Beisul. But just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is something that we spoke about already, we're not going to chazer it over. But just this one line, it's an important line, we're learning Masechtas Erevin. So this is Dover Be'itai Matoif to chazer over. Amar Lei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan La'Abaye. Mavoya de ispe tre gabri ravari kirabonon. Loi la'havi ba'loi erev aloi shitov. What do you see from this Lashon HaGemara? that a chatzar has to have an Erev. That the right thing to do is to have an Erev. Meaning an Erev is not just something that you can use in the event you would like to use it. No, this is something that you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have an Erev. There's a nusach habracha you make for a Eruv Chatzeres, the Rambam brings. It's something that you're supposed to do. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, in Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer, we spoke this out, in Eruv Chaim, Tshuva Tzadik Test, Tshuva 99. So he was asked the question whether it's Roy V'nochi L'chol Kal Am Yisro B'chol M'koy Mois V'lech V'yiseyim L'sakim V'yiseyim B'tikunim Tzuras HaPesach or Shar Tikunim K'yoy Tzavai. Is it the right thing to do or not? So first the Chassam Sofer said, Dov is a Ein Etzarach L'fonim U'L'raya. You don't need Raya's, it's bullshit. Obviously, you have an Erev, you're being matzel people from one of the 39 melachas. So why shouldn't you do that? I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to protect people. So, if you can make an Erev, that there's going to be an Erev. And then the Chassam Sofer says, even though you don't need Raya's, Omnam al kemotzinu lechazal two Raya's. One is from a Gemara in Be'er, Daf Tezayin. The other one is Erevin, Daf Samaches, Amar Aleph. His Lashon is, Kudamina be'erevin Samaches, Amalei Rabbi Babrachanon, Labayim, Mevoyed this be Gavri, Rabbi Vikurabon, Lelahavi be'loi Erev, Loi Shitov, V'hutzer chabayi Shom lehisnatzel, Ala machshelo shetachas yodoy. Gishmak. L'shoyne yazov, Sholokhan Sob Soifer. Then Abaya, he was being very defensive in our sugya. No, he understood he was doing something wrong. He said, what should I do? I don't have time, no one cares. Right, this was Abaya. V'hutzer chabayi Shom lehisnatzel, our Gemara just summarized in one line, but the point is it's all based on this notion. This is another takeaway from today's daf, and that is that there's an idea that it's something that's incumbent upon the manhigim of a certain kehila to make sure it's halachically plausible to have an Erev. Zok to Gemara, another story. Ahu Yenuka. There was another child where again they prepared hot water for the bris milah because they used to bathe the child in hot water before they did the bris, and the hot water spilled. Amalu Rava. So Rava was the Marad Asra. He said, I have an idea. Nishayli le'ime, go ask the mother, Itzricha, if she needs hot water. If she says, yeah, I would like some hot water, wouldn't mind a coffee. So Nachem le Nachri Agavime, tell the guy, and tell a guy to go ahead and heat up a lot of hot water, meaning extra water. Once heating up for the mother, just heat up some extra water for the baby, and like this is gonna be okay. Now, just to clarify, you're allowed to just go ask the mother if she wants hot water and tell the guy to heat up hot water. If you can tell the guy to heat it for the mother, why can't you tell the guy to heat it for the child? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says the teretz is a sugya in Masechet Shabbos, where the halacha is that a chaya, or yoledes, a woman that had a baby, from day 8 until day 30, although she doesn't have a din anymore of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but at the same time, we're mechal Shabbos for al yaday amir lacha. That's a halacha. Oh, so we have a heter for the mother, because obviously we're dealing with a mila bezmanoi. So there's a heter for the mother to be able to us to heat up hot water. Also, once you can heat up hot water for the mother, so just heat up a little bit of extra hot water for the baby, like this is going to be okay. I'm going to be Ramashashi the Rava. Ramashashi has Rava. You may call Achle Tamri. Says, I don't understand. Just ask the mother, if the mother needs hot water, you can go ahead and do it. Meaning, you don't have to check off any other boxes. What do you think that you have to first verify that maybe the mother is feeling okay? I mean, if the mother's feeling okay, why do you have a right to tell a guy to go ahead and do it? Right? Ime kach letamri. She's eating tamar. She's eating dates. She's eating a sandwich. She seems to be doing fine. So why are we allowed to go ahead and heat up hot water for her? Oh, and then derech agav. Nachem le nachri agav ime. L'chayr, if she's fine, she's on. Amalei says, Eimer tun v'ba'amu hudanakava. No, because there's a din that a yoledes is considered a chayla. We don't have to ask her how she's feeling. We don't have to take her temperature. It's a din that she's considered a chayla. And if that's the way it is, even if she looks like she's okay, we assume tunva ba'alma. What does tunva mean? Rashi says, maybe a cheles v'ini adasma. Yeah, maybe she's eating and she doesn't even know what she's eating. Meaning, the fact that she's behaving a certain way is neither here nor there, because she has a halacha, a status of a chayla. As a result, ask if she needs the hot water. If she needs the hot water, it's going to be okay to heat up a little bit of extra hot water. The truth is, we don't have time. But this Gemara also is a very, very, very important Gemara. If you take a look at Tosfos all the way on the bottom, Peirashnu beperakama de Gittin, and the context of Tosfos and Masechtas Gittin, and all the Rishonim talk about this. And again, this is another classic Gemara that has a lot of raid and really deserves a proper time. And that is the whole notion of being that you're allowed to heat up hot water for the mother anyways, just heat up a little bit of extra hot water. Is that so pasha? Is that something you're allowed to do? Let's say there's a chaylish in Yeshbay Sakana, and you have to cook for him on Shabbos. Ah, so you're cooking for the chaylish in Yeshbay Sakana. So you might as well add food. Let's cook more food. Or another question. Is there enough kamina between someone that cuts a branch on Shabbos that, let's say, has two grapes on it versus someone that cuts a branch that has three grapes on it? Or someone does one maisa toilish and he cuts two branches versus someone that does one maisa toilish and he cuts three branches? It's what's known as ribu bishayurim, where shear matters in halacha. So that if someone does a malacha with more shear versus less shear, it actually makes an afkamina. Shear is a problem. And just because it's mutter to do a malacha with a minimum shear doesn't necessarily mean, okay, once you're doing it, it's one nice abyssal, right? You're turning up the hot water one time. So who cares how much water there is in the pot? No, there's something called riba bishir. So the whole idea that you can just go warm it up, agav the mother, is really a chiddush, machlokes rishonim, whether riba bishir is a issa derabanan, issa deraisa. Our sugi is one of the rayas that it's an issa derabanan. It has to do with some of the ray that we spoke at earlier in the daf, but it's getting late early. So zok de gemara weiter. One more story. It's going to take us till the end of the daf, essentially. There was another child that was supposed to do the bris milah. It was a milah b'Shabbos. It was a milah b'zmanoi. The hot water was prepared for the baby to be bathed in, and the water spilled. Amalu Rava. So Rava said, "I have an idea." So what was the idea in the first story? The idea was tell a guy to go carry the water. What was the idea in the second story? Ask the mother if she needs hot water. If she says yeah, just heat up a little bit of extra water. In the third story, again, it's the same exact backdrop, but over here the psak was something else, and it was Rava again. It was Rava, and now Rava Tzim Svetimo. He said, "Panoli money mi beigav de beinashi." He says, "Take all my things, all my belongings from the men's side of the house, and put it on the lady's side of the house." The isav isav hasam. He said, "I'm going to go sit there." The iftaluhu hachatzin, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to be mivato my chatzin. So the mice over here was a little bit different than the other stories. There were two chatzeres that were side by side. Rava lived in one of the chatzeres. Seems like he had the whole chatzar, and the person that was making the bismillah, he lived in the other chatzar. So Rava said, "I have an idea. I have hot water in my house. I understand the shtapa chamime, they don't have the hot water that they prepared. But I have hot water. Problem is, you know, I let it carry me chatzar to chatzar, unless you make an erev." It was a situation where they could have made an erev. There was a Pesach b'neim, but l'mayis and the Metziah says they didn't make an erev. So Rava said, "I have a good idea. I'll be mevato my rishos. And if I'm mevato my rishos, like this, you'll be able to go and carry. It's going to be one big rishos. I'll be mevato my chelik in my chatzar. If I'm mevato my chelik in my chatzar, everything's going to be okay." But if you notice, Rava added one piece. Rava said, "I'm going to move from the men's side of the house to the lady's side of the house." So first of all, clearly, once upon a time, see Rashi, there's a little picture here in the Vilna Shas, but once upon a time, there was a men's section and a lady's section in people's houses. And the men's section was towards the front of the house that opened up into the chatzar, and the lady's section was in the back that didn't open up into the chatzar. The halacha is, we'll see more about this in the coming dafin, that if somebody's mevatel his chelik in a chatzar, he's not allowed to carry from his house to the chatzar. So Rabbi was a little concerned that once he's mevatel his chelik in the chatzar, he may go to carry. So Rabbi had an idea. He goes to the back of the house. He's in the Ezra's Noshim chelik of the house. So there's no concern now that he's going to end up carrying outside. So that was more of a technicality, just to make the, but the point that Rava was making was, let me be mevato my chelik in the chatzar, or my entire chatzar. Now it belongs to the people in the other chatzar. Now it's one big happy chatzar. You can make it work. So what's the problem with this? In light of Daf Samach Vav and Daf Samach Zayin, Amalei Rabbeinu L'Rava, this is where we come full circle. This is the Hemshech. V'amash Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say, "Ein bitul rishos michatzel lechatzer"? Shmuel said, "You can't be mevatel rishos michatzel lechatzer. I can't use bitul to allow someone in another chatzer." Yeah, bitul is if a bunch of people live in one chatzer, one person forgot to be ma'arif, so then there's a plan B, there's something called bitul. But bitul only works, it doesn't work mechatzel lechatzer. On Malay, so Rava told him, "I'm not Rabbi Yochanan Tzvirulei." It's Shmuel that holds that ain't bitul rishos mechatzel lechatzer. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan that yesh bitul mechatzel lechatzer, which is a little ironic because there was a major machlokes abaye v'Rava on the bottom of Samach Vav on the base, the top of Dav Samach Zayin and Aleph, as to when exactly Shmuel said his halacha of ain't bitul rishos mechatzel lechatzer.
According to Abaye, there's a major exception. Beis Chatzer, Zulif Nemizu. Rava had four cases, three not, one yeah. But that Machlekes Abaye v'Rava was all academic. It wasn't halacha l'maisa. Because if you want to know the halacha, what Rava holds, Rava said, I hold like Rabbi Yechanan. Yesh bitul rishus mechatzel l'chatzel. Zok de Gemara v'ilo, yisavala markish mu'el. So Ravina asked Rava a question that at first glance is a little tzarech beer. The Gemara is going to explain. But he said, honestly, tell me, you don't hold like Shmuel? Meaning you hold yesh bitul rishus mechatzel l'chatzel. He said, so why did you have to go to the back of the house? Why do you have to go to the Ezra's Nashim? Nesim Mabeduchte, you should have stayed where you are. So let's just add a little drama. Rav said, no, I couldn't have stayed where I was. Because I told you, I'm afraid that if I'm going to stay here, I'm going to end up carrying my possessions by mistake. He said, no. There was a workaround, Ravina said. Because v'nevatu lehu ledidu, v'nahadju inu, v'nevatu lehu lamar. You know what you could have done? After you are mevatel your chatzer to the people in the other chatzer, he could have been mevatel it back to you. If they're mevatel back to you, you just got your chatzer back. If you got your chatzer back, everything is going to be okay. Now, the truth is not everybody holds you allowed to do that. In fact, it's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. But once you're telling me that you don't hold like Shmuel, and you hold that really you can be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer, then you should not hold like Shmuel with regards to this halacha as well. Rather, you should hold like Shmuel's Baal Plukta, who's Rav, and the Amar Rav. Rav said, Mevatel, Mechazer, Mevatel. That I can be Mevatel you, you can be Mevatel back to me, and everything's going to be Meiridik. So why do you have to go ahead and panu money to the Ezra's Nashim? Why did Rav have to do that? He could have stayed in the main part of the house, and like this, just gotten it back through Bittel. So Bishloima, the Gemara says, if Rava holds a mevatlin v'chayz a mevatlin, so that would explain that. The problem is, once Rava established that he holds that mevatlin rishus mechatzel lechatzer, he has to hold mevatlin v'chayz a mevatlin. Now, why those two things are related to each other? So the Gemara is going to explain. So first, Rava told Ravina, he said, what chayches? Anaba ha'keshmul svirali. Why do I have to hold like Rav in that halacha? I hold like Shmuel, dame mevatlin v'chayz a mevatlin. Meaning, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Shmuel, as it relates to being mevatel mechatzel lechatzer, but I do hold like Shmuel as it relates to mevatel mechayzer mevatel. It's not the same halach, two different halachas. One is, could I be mevatel mechatzel lechatzer? The other question is if I was mevatel to you, could you be mevatel back to me? What does one have to do with the other? So Ravina told Rav, and I'll explain to you my question. He said, v'lav cha taimahu. I thought it's all one and the same reason. My time e mevatel mechayzer mevatel. What's the reason once I'm mevatel you, you can't be mevatel back to me? Lav mishum dekimin lebatel l'reshuzi. Because once I'm mevatel my chelik, I'm done. It says I live in a different chatzer. Meaning, why is it that you shouldn't be able to be mevatel mechatzel lechatzel? Why shouldn't you be able to be mevatel v'chayzer mevatel? Again, the case of mevatel v'chayzer mevatel, in the simplest form, is you have a bunch of people that live in the same chatzer. Not two chatzeres, same chatzer. One person forgot, he was mevatel, then the other person's going to be mevatel back there. Why they did this? Akasha v'maisa. So Shmuel holds, you're not allowed to do it. Said the Gemara, I'll tell you why I think Shmuel holds you're not allowed to do that. Ravina tied it. Probably because this is Shmuel's Shitasai. Once I'm mevatel my chelik in the chatzar, it's as if I don't live in this chatzar anymore. Now you want to be mevatel back to me? It falls into the gather of a mevatel mechatzar lechatzar. So that's what he told him. See, so Maman of Shach Rava, if you hold that you could be mevatel mechatzar lechatzar, you should hold mevatel mechayzer mevatel as well. Because to me, the only reason a mevatel mechayzer mevatel is because once you're mevatel, it's if you don't live in the chatzar anymore, and it's a problem of being mevatel mechatzar. But once you tell me you hold, you could be mevatel mechatzar lechatzar, you should mevatel mechayzer. So why do you have to go to the back? So Rava told him, no, I disagree with everything you just said. No, I owe mevatlin mechatzel lechatzel like Rabbi Yochanan. You want to know why I hold that a mevatlin v'chayzeru mevatlin? No shaychis. It's not a lumdus. It's very simple. It just makes this whole din bittel look like a joke. It makes it look like a chukav et lula. And that's the reason. It's nothing to do with lumdus. And as a result, the two have nothing to do with each other. Either way, we just mentioned the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether mevatlin v'chayzer mevatlin or ein mevatlin v'chayzer mevatlin. Why did we mention it? Because we thought it has a shaychis to the machlekes that was really the topic of the last two dafim, which is mevatlin mirshus lishus or ein mevatlin rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Gemara thought they were tali zebezeh. Machlik is Ravina and Rava. Either way, we're going to digress for a moment. Gufa, Rava, mevatlin mechayzer mevatlin. Vishmula, ein mevatlin mechayzer mevatlin. Lema says the Gemara, Rava, Shmuel, bepukta Rabbanu Rabbi Eliezer kamiflugi. Wouldn't it seem that the machlik is Rava and Shmuel is telling the machlik is Rabbanu Rabbi Eliezer? So what's this machlik is? So we saw this machlik is briefly earlier in the Masechta, and we're going to see it more in detail later in the Masechta. And we didn't really start learning the sugyas of Bittel yet. Everything that we're seeing about Bittel, like the Gemara is bringing in a shtikalagraf, but we can get really into the sugyas of Bittel. But one of the major important machloikis in the halacha of Bittel is, if someone's mevatel his chelik in his chatzar, does that mean that his house becomes batel as well? Or does his house not become batel? And it's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if someone's mevatel, he's mevatel b'ayin yafa. Not only is he mevatel his chelik in the chatzar, he's mevatel his house as well. Whereas the Rabbanon hold that someone that's mevatel is rishus, so it's only a bittel in the rishus. However, it's not a bittel in his house itself. Says the Gemara, at first glance, it would seem reasonable to say that maybe the machloek is Rav and Shmuel, whether mevatel mechayz mevatel, ein mevatel mechayz mevatelin, is totally in the machloek is Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer. Making the assumption that both Rav and Shmuel hold ein mevatlin rishos mechatzel lechatzel. Shmuel we know holds ein mevatlin rishos mechatzel lechatzel. We're going to assume that maybe Rav also holds like Shmuel. It's a Rav and Shmuel dami travayu. Rav also holds that ein mevatlin rishos mechatzel lechatzel. So the question then is, when someone's mevatl, is he considered like he's from a different rishos? Did he completely relinquish his rights to this chatzel? If he did, then ein mevatel mechayz mevatel. If he didn't, mevatel mechayz mevatel. So the Gemara says, maybe it's telling the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, when a person's mevatel is chelik in the chatzar, he maintains his ownership in his house. If he maintains his ownership in the house, how can you tell me I don't live in this chatzar anymore? I do. So I'm still in the same chatzar. If I'm still in the same chatzar, so there's no problem being mevatel reshus mechatzar lechatzar when you're mevatel mechayz mevatel. So Rav Damek Rabbana. And that's why mevatel mechayz mevatel. Shmuel Damek Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that no, when you're mevatel, you're chelik in the chatzar, you're mevatel, you're chelik in your house as well. So now I'm completely out. Once I'm completely out, so you can't be mevatel umechayz mevatel because it's like being mevatel reshus mechatzar lechatzar. But the Gemara says, I'm a loch Rav, it's not muchach because you could be easily doichid. Rav could always say, I know that I'm feeling Rabbi Eliezer. I owe like Rabbi Eliezer. I'd come like Rabbi Eliezer. Hossam. When the Rabbi Eliezer says, Allah, that if someone's mevatel is chelik in the chatzar, he's also mevatel is chelik in this house. That's how mevatel rishus chatzay rishus beisay bitel mishun de bebayis play chatzal edari inchi. Yeah, there's a svara that whatever bitel you're doing for your chatzar, you're also doing for your house. The house and the chatzar always go together. So you're right. A favifel. There's bittel on the chatzir, there's also bittel on the house. Aval inyan is taluke miyamer. But your whole premise I disagree with. Just because you are mevatel, you're chelik in the chatzir, and even you're chelik in the house doesn't mean you it's as if you live in another chatzir. He wasn't misalik himself in the chatzir legamri. So if you want to be mevatel back to me, you could be mevatel back to me. Because it's not like being mevatel rishus mechatzir lechatzir. So Rav said, yeah, maybe at first glance it sounds more geschmack if I hold like the Rabbana, but I could hold like Rabbi Eliezer as well. For Shmuel, I'm not the army, I feel like Rabbana. And the Gemara says, Shmuel said, could argue the same thing. Shmuel could say that I maybe hold like the Rabbana that old, and when you're mevatel, you're chelik in the chatzir, you're not mevatel, you're chelik in the house. And still he holds that you can't be mevatel b'chayzer or mevatel because that's going to come Rabbanon Hassan. Eleman de batel batel u de loy batel loy batel. That's only whatever you are mevatel, you are mevatel. Whatever you are mevatel, you are mevatel. You are mevatel, you're chelik in the chatzer. Alzen emar abitel. Whatever you are mevatel, you are avol mai de batel miyostal kliyami. But as it relates to what you are mevatel, the chatzer, you're gone. So if I'm gone in the chatzer, even if I have a house, but my chelik in the chatzer is gone. And being that you're being mevatel back to me, my chelik in the chatzer, we look at it as being mevatel rishus mechatzer lechatzer. So the Gemara said, even though it's a nice attempt, you could hear very geshmak gravels like the Chacham, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, but you can make gravel work with Rabbi Eliezer, you can make Shmuel hold like the Chacham. I'm Rav Acher bar Chano, I'm Rav Sheish. This machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Mevatel mechayzer, mevatel ketanoi. I think it's really a machloek is tanon. A Mishnah, lekamon, daf samech tesomid beis. Mish and nosan rishusoi. Vahitzi, the halach is, if somebody was mevatel his rishus, the halach is he's not allowed to use the chatzar. If he uses his chatzar, bein b'shoyge bein b'meizit, it doesn't matter if he uses b'shoyge bein b'meizit, oyser, he messes up everything. Divi rameir, meaning he unwinds the bittel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says b'meizit oyser. If he uses b'meizit, it's gonna be a problem. B'shoyge any oyser. If he does b'shoyge, it's not gonna be a problem. So we have a machloikis. If someone, after he was mevatel, he forgot to be ma'arif, he was mevatel. One chatzar, not two chatzar, it's one chatzar, very simple. He went ahead and he did bittel. And now he used it, b'shoyge. B'meizit, that's a disaster. If he did it b'shoyge, machlokes remain the chachamim. Rameir says, bein b'shoyge, bein b'meizit is a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'meizit is a problem, b'shoyge is not going to be a problem. Zok yom raylab hokum mefliki l'churi, this is the machlokes. The mar sovar, mevatlin, v'chayzer mevatel. Rav must hold, or Rameir must hold like Rav. That mevatlin v'chayzrin u'mevatlin. Umar sovar e mevatlin v'chayzrin mevatlin. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that e mevatlin v'chayzrin mevatlin. Meaning, what's the point? If you hold mevatlin v'chayzrin mevatlin, that means that you still have a chelik in the chatzar. That's why you could be mevatl it back to me, like we said earlier. That I'm not considered as if I'm another chatzar. If I'm still considered part of this chatzar, so it's for that reason I can now undo my bittel in the chatzar, even b'shoykik. Because I'm still a mechutin over here. Whereas Rav Yehuda, who holds that only b'nezid you could be yosef, but b'shoygi you can't be yosef. It's probably because we look at him as if he's not part of this chatzar so much anymore. Meaning, because ein mevatlin v'chayzim mevatlin, precisely because it's like being mevatlin rishos mechatzar lechatzar. And if that's the case, b'nezid I'd be able to unwind it, but b'shoygi I wouldn't be able to. But again, the Gemara is doicha. Amar Rav Acha bar Tachlifi m'shmei d'Rav Elai. D'kuli ami mevatlin v'chayzim mevatlin. Maybe everybody, Sai Rav Meir, Sai Rav Yehuda hold ein mevatlin v'chayzim mevatlin. What's the machlokes over here? If a person b'shoygi put his stuff in the chatzar, whether it unwinds everything. Everything, but Hakav becomes a shogeg kamedikum mislevi. The machlokes is: did the Chachamim make a knas by shogeg to mezid or not? Marsavar comes to shogeg to mezid. Marsavar like comes to shogeg. I mean, if the person does it be mezid, he zicher undoes his bittel. What about the shogeg? Rameir has a shita throughout Shas. Rameir l'shitasay that comes to shogeg to mezid. That every time the Chachamim included shogeg in mezid, even though really it didn't have to be included, but they did it anyways. So here too, comes to shogeg to mezid. Rabbi Yudah holds like comes to shogeg to mezid. Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi said that the pluk to the Rabbi Shmuel, the pluk to Rabbi. So after this whole discussion, what the machlokes Rav and Shmuel might be, Rav Ashi, who always has the final word in the Gemara, said, I want to go back to one of the suggestions that we made earlier in the Amid, and that is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Mevatlin, Mechayzim, Mevatlin is really totally in the machlokes Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanon, which machlokes whether someone's Mevatl his chelik in the chatzar. Was he also Mevatl his chelik in the house or not? If you hold he was Mevatl his chelik in the house, so he's done. If he's done, you can't be mevatel back to me, because it's as if I'm a part of another chatzar. If I wasn't mevatel my chelik in my house, I was only mevatel my chelik in the chatzar, so I'm still a landsman. I'm still a landsman. You are able to be mevatel to me. Exhale. So, as promised, just to go back to the Rebbeit that we spoke at on Daf Samech Vav, and that is the Nesivos in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Lamed Dalet, but first, with a little bit of a correction. And that is that we mentioned that the Nesivos was Meichiach, his big chiddush, that we'll mention again in a moment, from a Gemara on Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis, a Gemara Daf Samech Vav Amid Aleph, that was incorrect. The Nesivos was Meichiach, his chiddush, from a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samech Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara that we learned right in the beginning of the sugya. So just to bring it all together again, chazer it over, and this time, Be'ezus Hashem, hopefully get it right. And that is, there's a halacha in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Lamed Dalet, that's based on a Mishnah, Mesechtes Bechoris, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody buys a piece of meat from somebody else, and he finds out after he bought the meat, and after he ate the meat, that the meat wasn't kosher, he has a right to go over to the moich and tell the moich, I want my money back. And even though he already ate the meat, even though he was nana from it, it doesn't matter. The halacha is that if somebody buys and eats non-kosher meat, thinking when he ate the meat that it was really kosher, he didn't realize he was buying non-kosher meat, he thought he was buying kosher meat. The halacha is, even if he ate it, he had full hanah from it, he's allowed to be tevei his money back. The makar, again, is a Mishnah Bechoris, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, says the mechaber. Sivkot and Gimel. Aval amoichel chaveru davesh isir achilasim midavei soifrim. Meaning, what would be if the same exact thing happened, but the thing that this person bought was something that was only asim midrabbanon? Then the halacha is im achlon, if he ate it already achal, the ein amoichel machzal leklum. The amoichel is not going to be obligated to give him back anything. If the food that he ate was asatim midrabbanon, then he gets his money back. If the food that he ate was only asatim midrabbanon, so then the halacha is he can't come to him with time and say, I didn't know that what you sold to me was Asati, oh, it was only Asami Rabbanon. Oh, it was only Asati Mid Rabbanon. Then I'm sorry, Rabid, but you're not going to get your money back. And the question is, why not? At the end of the day, what's the difference if the food that he ate was Asami Deiraisa or if the food that he ate was Asami Rabbanon? Says the Nesivos a tremendous Yesoid. The Efsher. It could be the reason is. Because being that this person who ate the Macholos Asurois ate the Macholos Asurois only Mid Rabbanon, I mean Mid Shoigig, he didn't eat Bemezid, he only ate it Beshoigig. Says the Nesivos, if someone's over an Issa Deiraisa Beshoigig, he needs kapara because he did an aver, albeit an aver b'shoygig. He doesn't need the same level of kapara he would need if he did a b'mezid, but there was some level of negligence, and as a result, he needs kapara for what he did. However, if somebody is over an issa d'rabbanon b'shoygig, ain't tzarech shum kapara, says the Nesivos. You don't need any kapara. Uke'ilu loyavar dami, and it's as if you weren't over the issa. Again, v'harehu le'ha'oichel ki'ilu achal k'sheira. Because being that what you did was b'shoigig, it's as if you ate something that was kosher. So says the Nesivos, why would you get your money back? On what premise? Because you did something, you didn't do anything wrong. Because you're going to need kapara from what you did. You don't need kapara from what you did. Because you have to be afraid. There's no yisurim. You didn't do anything wrong. What do you mean? You were over in the rabbanan. Yeah, but you did it b'shoigig. Yeah, but I thought there's a whole parasha of shoigig. This is the Nesivus Chiddush. It's true there's a parasha of shoigig, but only for yisurei Torah. There's no parasha of shoigig for yisurei rabbanan. Says the Nesivus, what's my raya? Teida. Domrinam be'eruvin. And there's a shayla here with the gersa, but here's the right gersa. Domrinam be'eruvin daf samich zayin. That's the right gersa. Amidays. Bid rabbanon. Whenever it comes to an isid rabbanon, avdinon uvda, the hadam meinon tiufta. Period. This is the whole raya of the Nesivus. It's a Gemara, Mesech Zeruvin, but this was the Gemara. It's the Gemara that we learned in the beginning of the daf, where the Gemara says, Hahu Yanuka Deshtapa Chamime, and Abaya went to Rabbi, what should we do? So he said, go tell a guy to do it. And Abaya was about to ask a question. And what did Rabbi Yosef tell him? He said, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda. Bidai Raisa Maisvin and Tiufta? First you ask, Vahadu Avdina Maisa. Bidai Rabbanon Avdina Maisa, Vahadu Maisvin and Tiufta. Zokti Nesivos, and he doesn't explain it. But Zokti Nesivos, look here, what pshat in such a halacha? I don't understand. At the end of the day, maybe you're getting it wrong, and it's going to come out that you're going to be over. And this is the Rabbanon. He said, the teretz is that being that you're working off a psak, like in this case, Abaya heard from his Rebbe Rabba that it's okay. Now, he had a kasha, and it could be his kasha was a good kasha. And like in different places in Shas, maybe after Rabba heard Abaya's kasha, maybe Rabba would have been chayzer. But right now, when they were going to do what they were about to do, they were going to do a b'shoigig, even if it was wrong. Because Rabbi Paskin. So what are you worried about? You worried that maybe it's going to be Nisbarer that you did an Isid Rabbanim B'Shoigig? It's not a problem. Zok the Nesivus, this is a riot to my Yisoy. Because if you're going to tell me that when you do an Isid Rabbanim B'Shoigig, you still need Kapara, what kind of Maisa is this? Bidai Raisa Masvidon Tiufta Vada Vdina Maisa. Bidai Rabbanon Vdina Maisa Vada Masvidon Tiufta. What does that mean? At the end of the day, maybe you got it wrong. And if you got it wrong, you're going to be over an Isid Rabbanim. The Teretz is Zok the Nesivus. The Teretz is Zok the Nesivus. Now when it comes to the Rabbanon, being that you're doing it based on a psak, you're doing it based on a hira. So when it comes to a psak, when it comes to a hira, you don't have to worry about it. Now the Gemara Daf Samech Hei Midbeis is obviously very, very similar. It's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan d'achreinim shtel too. But the Nesivus is lashon the teida. The one line is this Gemara right here. The aminim be'erven Daf Samech Zayin Amidbeis. The Rabbanon Avdin on Uvda v'ahada Ma'isvin on Tufta. And this is the raya that when it comes to Yisuri the Rabbanon, when it comes to Yisuri the Rabbanon, if you do a b'shoigi, you don't need a kapara. So we mentioned in the first raid bite, a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. In the Shailos, the tshuva is Ein Yitzchak. It's in Evin HaEzer Beis. It's Simen Samech Zayin. We don't have to go through the tshuva again. But Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan made two very important points. And again, I'm just emphasizing this because the Achronim talk about this. They ask a lot of kashas. A lot of kashas on this Nesivus. But Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, in his tshuva, he deflected all the kashas. And he says that you can't apply the Nesivus so broadly. It's true the Nesivus said that if someone's over in Isid Rabbanon, and he's over in Isid Rabbanon B'shoigig, the Allah is he doesn't need kapara. However, said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, it doesn't mean, number one, that you could be machshel another yid to be over an Isid Rabbanon, even if the avera that he's going to do is going to be done b'shoikik. So for example, lifnei iver leisitei michshel could be applies even for an Isid Rabbanon. The halach is that you're not allowed to be meichel a katan, for example, certainly a gadol. You're not allowed to be meichel a katan, macholus asuros. That's going to be true maybe even for Isid Rabbanon. Even if the person doing the aveir is only doing the aveir b'shoigig. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, there's rayas to that. There's too many rayas and there's no way this nesivus tucked away in Chayshem Mishpah Reish Lamedal, based on a gemara tucked away in Erev and Samach Zayin Amadeus, is going to be soiser all the rayas that we have from Shas to that. Number one. Number two, There's something called Haychech Techech Asamisech. You see somebody doing an Isser, you're supposed to tell him, don't do the Isser. That's true, even if he's doing an Isser, the Rabbanon, and even if he's doing a B'shoigig, it doesn't matter, you tell him, don't do it. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan brought a major raya from a Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Ches Amidbeis, because the people used to dance and spring on Shabbos, and nobody said anything. You know why? Because Mutav Yishoigig about you, Mazid, and Ashtikal Tot. What do you mean? Because they're doing an Isser, the Rabbanon, B'shoigig, so who cares, right? Terence says, no, about that we care. But it's better to be a Shoigig than be amazing, and we know they're not going to listen. Had they listened, we would have told them to stop doing it. Either we're a shaykh anyways. I thought an Isra Rabbanim B'shoigig is not a problem. Says Mr. Chanan, Avada. We don't encourage Yisuri Rabbanim B'shoigig. You certainly are not supposed to set someone up to be over an Isra Rabbanim B'shoigig. If you see someone being over an Isra Rabbanim B'shoigig, you stop it. Stating that, there is a Nesivus. Where the Nesivus says, Be'isid Rabbanon ain't tzarech shum kapara when you do a B'shoigig. And again, in the context of Macholas Asuros,
How does it stem with these two caveats of Yisrael Chaim? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha, and the G'dayli Achreinim mucha with this kasha. But the bottom line is, this is the Nesivas. But the Einbeis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. It's Yodua Tashita Sarambam. Perhaps, in the conversation, as the most famous Shita Sarambam. And that is, the Rambam holds that any time a person is over in Issa D'Rabbanon, he's also over in Issa D'Raisa. Which Issa D'Raisa? The Pasuk says in Parsha Shoiftin, that there's going to be a Sanhedrin, and a Yid has an obligation to listen to the Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to go yom, you're not allowed to go smile. A Yid has an obligation to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell him. It's what's known as the love of Loy Sasser. And the Rambam says that if the Sanhedrin are telling you to do something, it sounds like this is not something that's awesome day Raisa. It sounds like this is a Chiddush of the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon are telling you, listen, you have an obligation to listen. It's an asei. It's also a Loy Sasser. And says the Rambam, ki yodua, that any time a person's over in Isser the Rabbanon, he's also over in Isser Doiraisa. Freit the Ramban in his Asagis on the Rambam, he says, I don't understand. How could that be? How could you tell me that every time a person's over in Isser the Rabbanon, he's really over in Isser Doiraisa? Throughout Shas, there's so many nafkeminois between Isser Doiraisa and Isser the Rabbanon. Vatzad Ashava Shevahen and all the nafkeminois is that we're always more machner when it comes to Isser Doiraisa, and we're always more mekel when it comes to Isser the Rabbanon. So, for example, Sofik Doiraisa is Lechumra, Sofik Doirabanon is Lekula. Freit the Ramban, according to the Rambam, that every Doirabanon is really Doiraisa. So, what's Pshat that we're more machmer in Doiraisa than the Rabbanon? Every Doirabanon is also a Doiraisa. So, the Magid Mishnah and all the Achroinim, Kiyodua say, that Pshat you have to say is that Enchanami, it's really a good Kasha. However, Hey Mamru, Vehey Mamru, that when the Chachamim instituted and they said, don't do this, you should do that. They knew that once they say something, their words will have the power and the authority of a Doiraisa. However, Hey Mamru Vey Mamru, that you don't have to take what we say as seriously as what the Torah says. Meaning, when you're in doubt, when it's a Doiraisa, Sveika Doiraisa L'chumra. But when you're in doubt, as it relates to something we said, Sveika D'Rabbanon L'kula. The Rabbanon, they carved this out when they instituted the initial halacha. They're the ones that placed it. And it's a Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru, like we had in yesterday's daf. Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. There's such a musag of Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. Had they not done that in Chinami, we would have an obligation to treat the Rabbanon the same way we treated Doiraisa. But Hey Yois, Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. So the Rabbanon said that even though I'm telling you, you have to do Ichveis, however, it has a caveat, and you read the fine print. Oh, we're only telling you it's a problem, but Malkum Vadi, but Malkum Sofik, you don't have to worry about it. Oh, it's the Rabbanon, the head you said, you don't have to worry about it, but Malkum Sofik. So it doesn't pass the Loi Sasser. The Loi Sasser is if the Rabbanon said that you have to listen, even but Malkum Sofik. But Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, they said you don't have to worry about it. But it's Yodua, they're Emeis Simcha, in Meshech Achma, in Parsha Shoiftim, on this Pasuk, Loi Sasser min Adavash, Yogidu L'chayom in a smile. So he's Masber, this Chiluk, which essentially is the Shitas Rambam. Incidentally, the Rav Meir Simcha says, Lashon is there, that only Rav Meir Simcha could say. He says, quote, he brings the Rambam Shita, and then he brings the Ramban Shita. And he says, V'anoichi ofer ve'efer tachas raglov, referring to the Ramban. However, Omer, ki l'shikol daiti ha'emes kedivrei Rambam. He says, what should I tell you? I think my Shikul Hadas is that the Rambam's right in his sheet of Loi Sasser. He says, I know, who am I to say that be machriya between the Rambam and the Ramban? But he says, this is what I think. I think that the Iker is like the Shitas and Rambam. And says, Rav Meir Simcha, I'm going to explain to you a little bit, Betoisefes Beer, what exactly the Yisoid of the Shitas and Rambam is. And what's pshat that even though the Rambam holds that every time a person's over in Issa D'Rabbanon, he's really over in Issa D'Raisa. Loi Sasser, men adavash, yagidu l'chon yom and a smile. However, we find chumras in D'Raisas over the Rabbanon, specifically, Sveika D'Raisa l'chumra, and Sveika D'Rabbanon l'kula. And that is, Ezra Meir Simcha, very important Yisoid. We know that all the Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Cheftza. Meaning, the Torah says, thou shalt not eat nevela. You're not allowed to eat basa v'cholav. You're not allowed to eat chazer. That means that chazer is poison for the neshama. That means nevela is a metzius of iser. That means that basa v'cholav is something that's horrible. It's tomei, it's metamtem. It's something that a yid has to stay very, very far away. It has in it some negative spiritual energy that has the ability to affect the mitzvahs of a mensch. Just like you can understand that there are certain foods that are maybe not healthy for you, right? There are certain things that you can do that can maybe cause chalila damage later on in life. So there's such a musag on the spiritual realm as well. And all the Surah Torah, all the loisa says that the Torah says, don't do this, don't eat that. They have an ability, they have a koyach, they have an energy to influence a person be'etzem, because they have a nutrition fact on a spiritual level that say that it's high in content in this, and it's high in that, and it's low in that, and imamish b'metzius has the ability to shter a person. Says Ramei Simcha, when the Rabbanon said, don't eat something, or don't do something, the Rabbanon don't have the ability to alter the metzius of that thing and suddenly give it nutrition facts and say, whoa, demai? That can mess up a person's neshama. The metzius of demai changed because the Rabbanon said, you shouldn't eat demai? The Rabbanon don't have that kayach. You know what the Rabbanon have a kayach to do? The Rabbanon have a kayach to say that if I say so, you have no choice. You have to listen. V'yiftach b'dayroi, kishmu b'dayroi, and there's an idea of asiso al pi adava sheyagidul chamer amokam ahu, al pi atoyrat sheyerucho, v'al amishpat sheyomercho l'tase, v'loisos min adava sheyagidul chayom in a smile. The Rabbanon don't have the ability to create isurei chavtza, but the Rabbanon do have a right to impose upon the gavra and to create this gavra that you have to listen to me. Says Rabbi Simcha, could be the Rabbanan got it wrong. We have no idea. How are we supposed to know if the Rabbanan got it right? I mean, we assume they got it right. Ruach HaKodesh, the tshuva from the Divrei Chaim. But maybe not. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's not the Nakuda, says Rabbi Simcha. The Nakuda is, if the Rabbanan said, you listen. That's what it is. You're not allowed to question. It doesn't matter. That is the whole point. But these are not Isurei Chevtze. What these are Isurei Gavra. You have to listen because the Rabbanan said you have to listen. It's not about the message. It's about the messenger, right? Don't kill the messenger. This is all about the messenger. It's the fact that the Rabbanon said it doesn't matter what the message is. It's all about the messenger. And once the Rabbanon say that you have to listen, so you now have an obligation to listen to the Rabbanon. So this is where Meir Simcha says a knech. He says like this, the Torah never ever asserts Safik. Look in the Torah. There's no parash of Safik in the Torah. Torah never asserts Safik. We'll see if we have time in a minute. But parashas is, Torah says, don't eat chazer. What if I have Safik chazer? That's a good question. What do I do if I have Safik chazer? Says Rami Simcha, the Rambam held it's all in Tzvara. If I have Chazer in front of me that I know is a metzius of Ra, it's poison. I can't eat it because of that. What if I have a Suffolk now? Someone has Suffolk poison. You can eat the Suffolk poison? No. Why? Because maybe it's poison. On the tzad it's poison. You can't eat it. It's going to kill you. So I can't eat it misafik in Svara. So the Svara, Hanaisenes is, that Sveikudai Raisa, is going to be Lachumra. However, when I have Demai in front of me, let's say, and I have a Suffolk now, if it's Demai or not, I have a Sveikudai Rabbanon. In the worst case scenario, there's no nutrition factor. The nutrition facts are the Demai, whatever the nutrition facts of the vegetables are. That's all it is. It has no ability to affect you. Nor vos, ichtav tzuher in the Chachamim. But you know what? There's no parsha of listening to the Chachamim Misafik. Because we don't have any guidance of what you have to do Misafik. It's all in Svaro. So where there's a metzius of bad, of Avera, of Issachevtza. So then the Svaro says, how could you engage in something? This might be an Issachevtza. So I have no choice. I have to be Pirish. Kishem Shukibalti Schar La Drisha. Kacha Kabul Schar La Prisha. I have no choice. I have to walk away from it. But when the Isser is an Isser, the Rabbanon, so there is no Issachevtza. The whole Isser, the only thing that would be Mechayim is the Rabbanon said that you can't eat it. The Rabbanon never said I can't eat it. Rabbanon never said anything when it comes to a Safik. There's no parish of Safik. So if there's no parish of Safik, I don't have any tzibur from the rabbis when it comes to a Safik. So why do I have to eat it? So Mimelus, fake the Rabbanon's Lakula. Says Ramei Simcha that with this raid, you can understand another Shita. And the Shita of the Nesivas HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, Inchayisha Mishpat, Reish Lamedalid, who says that there's no parish of Shoigig when it comes to Yisur of the Rabbanon. What's pshat? It's a pasha you learn because it's only a derabanan. Maybe shaygig is only for the raisis. Maybe there's no shaygig for the derabanan. Says Ramei Simcha, it's much deeper than that. You want to know why there's no shaygigs when it comes to derabanan? Because the whole mitzius of a derabanan is that you went kineged derabanan. I was a shaygig. I was never over loisaser. You see, when you're over and this is the raisa of the shaygig, at the end of the day, you ate poison. Spiritual poison. You just consume something that has nutrition facts that can kill you. Oh, that's a problem. So what? I did it b'shoygig, so you still need kapara. But that's where there's a sechefza. But over here, all there is a gavra. And being that all there is a gavra, so for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. But it got laid early. I just want to be messiah with one ha'ara. One ha'ara. And that is, there's a rambana la Torah. There's a Ramban ala Torah in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. That's Yisoida Yisoidis. The Ramban says as follows. The context is the first carbon that the Torah talks about, which is the carbon oila. And it says that the carbon oila, the samach yode al roisha oila, the nirtzoloi lechaper olav. The carbon oila is mechaper. It's okay, like Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. The carbon oil is meratz. What's a meratz on? Im time meratz krisos misas bezdin. Oy misas b'deisha mayim. Oy malchus harayon shamamar. It's not. You're going to tell me it's mechaper on chavi krisos. We know what's mechaper on chavi krisos. Chavi krisos b'meizid is karis. B'shoygig it's chatas. Misas bezdin. It's the same thing. B'meizid it's misas bezdin. B'shoygig it's karis. Misas b'deisha mayim is misas b'deisha mayim. Malchus. We know what malchus is. In a meratz, process of elimination says Rashi. The only thing it's meratz for is alasei. So you want to know what oil is mechapa for? It's a seva lav shenit glase. What's the makar? It comes from a Rashi in Parashas Vayikra, which really traces itself back to a Teres Kayanim, but it's based on process of elimination. The oil has to be mechapa for something. Rashi went through everything, went through the whole checklist. Im time al krisus misas bezem misas bezem shemayim, a malk zriyan shenomer. Oh, must be it's a seva lav shenit glase. Freak the Ramban. Rashi didn't go through the whole checklist. Not true. There's things that Rashi left off. Says, I have a suggestion. He says, maybe the carbon oil was mechaper for chayvi lavin when you did a b'shoigig. If someone does a loisa say b'shoigig, if somebody eats chaz b'shoigig, eats nevela b'shoigig, so what's the halacha? There's no parsha. Yeah, if you eat chayla b'shoigig, it's a chayvi krisos, then you bring a chatas. We have no parsha for a chayvi lavin b'shoigig. So freak the Ramban, maybe it should be mechaper for chayvi lavin b'shoigig. And you can argue that maybe chayvi lavin b'shoigig is more chomer than chayvi asay. And lav shenit glase, I ain't shum Ramban. But the main thing for now is not to go through the Ramban. The main thing for now is the punchline of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, I'm going to tell you a tremendous chiddush. That I think that the whole parasha of shoygig is a chiddush. The ein l'chaboy, el l'chidushoy. So wherever the Torah was megala, that a shoygig needs kapara, shoygig needs kapara. But wherever the Torah was never megala, that shoygig needs kapara, so mehecha teisi, that a shoygig should need a kapara. V'lochein ro'oi. She'ein b'chayvi misa b'dei shamayim u'b'chayvi malkus ava onchon ha'mefurish behem l'mezid. Here's the punchline. Avo b'shoigig ein aleim shum nesiyas chet. But if somebody does a b'shoigig, there's no chet. Ve'ein tzrichem ritzui kla. You don't need any kapara. So if somebody does a chayvi lav b'shoigig, you don't even need kapara. There's no parsha in the Torah. And that's how Rashi knew that you can't be mechadish that maybe the oila is coming for chayvi lav. He learned it up in the Torah's kainim, ayin shon. But he said that it can't be that it's coming to teach me chayvi lav mishoyg. It's mechatesi chayvi lav mishoyg. It needs kapara. Shoygig is a chiddish. So if we don't have a parsha of shoygig by chayvi lavin, ein aleim shum nesiyas chet, the ein tzrichin ritzoy klal. Unbelievable chiddish. There are Ramban's talking about Isuri Deiraisi, he's talking about Chayvi Lavin B'Shoygig. Where there's a Chiddush, where we know for sure there's a Parash of Shoygig, there's going to be a Parash of Shoygig. But we don't know that there's a Parash of Shoygig, there won't be a Parash of B'Shoygig. Very, very quickly, mamish parenthetically, before the horror, but very, very quickly, I saw a Metziah that was Kamaitz Shal Rav, and we don't have time to really go through this, but just Kamaitz Shal Rav, and that is in the Marsham. This is a Galitziana Pilpul, mamish Bekitzer Nimritz, al Regal Achas, with no time. But he says, everyone knows the Rambam Shita, right? We just mentioned maybe the most famous Rambam, that every time a person does an Issad Rabbanon, he's over an Issad Raisoloi Saser. There's another top 10 Rambam, so to speak, in terms of popularity. And that is, the Rambam has a shita that he says in a few places, and that is that even though Sveiki Dei Raisa we know is Lachumra, the Rambam holds, that's only Midirabbanon. Midei Raisa, Sveiki Dei Raisa is really Lakula. It's Midirabbanon that Sveiki Dei Raisa is Lachumra, right? Sveiki de Raisa is Lachumra, Sveiki de Rabbana is Lakula. Pashit, Midei Raisa, Sveiki de Raisa Lachumra, Midirab, and Sveiki de Rabbana is Lakula. The Rambam Shita doesn't know. This that we go Lachumra by Sveiki de Raisa, that in and of itself is only a Din de Rabbana. Everyone asks on the Rambam, Uberoshim, the Rashba. Everyone, all the Rishonim ask a lot of kasha on the Rambam. But the most famous kasha, the biggest kasha that the Rambam had to be Miyashav on his Shita is, there's a parish in the Torah that's not like that. The parish of the Ashim Tali. What's an Asham Tali? Asham Tali is if someone has a suffix if he ate chayl of b'shoygig. Right, when do you bring a karma chattas? If you do a chayvei krisas b'shoygig, you bring a chattas. When do you bring an Asham Tali? If you have a suffix, if you have to bring a chattas, you bring a shoygig. Means you're not sure if you ate chayl of b'shoygig. The halacha is, you bring a carbon Asham Tali. That's the halacha. Now, the Ashram Tali is brought when you have a Suffolk. The parish of Ashram Tali is a parish of a Dairaisa. So, asks the Rashba, Rambam, how could you tell me Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra is not a Din Dairaisa? Ashram Tali Teichiach. The whole parish of Ashram Tali is the biggest raya in the world that there's something called Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra. Because otherwise, why would you bring an Ashram Tali? The Kama Kumasim Nishtat, Rabbi Chanan, there's major raya to answer this. But I want to tell you what the Kesem Mishnah says. Kesem Mishnah says, and sometimes, as I dafman for infinite a Rambam, you know, it's not so popular to answer a Rambam this way, but sometimes this is the teretz. He says, I want you to know, this kasha that everyone asks on the Rambam, Dabar zeh yishvei Rabbeinu. The Rambam answered it. Shematzasi kasa b'sefer yashon. He said, I found an old manuscript that belonged to the Rambam. And the Rambam said like this, V'af al-pikein, even though I just said Sveikah d'Oraisa l'chumra is only mid Rabbanon, but that's only by a regular Sveikah d'Oraisa. Aval Dover says, Doinei Karis. Whenever it says Doinei Karis, Sveikah yasem in Atayra. Then already, Suffolk is always going to be yasem in Atayra. Why? Because if it's a Chayvi Krisis, it's much more chomer. And what's the Raya said the Rambam? Sharei Oysa, Chayv Hashem Tolim. So obviously, Sveikah d'Oraisa is l'chumra. So said the Kesemishi, you could say a lot of raid and love this, and super duper love this. Maisa, the Rambam answered it himself. The Rambam qualified as Hachita. Sveika d'Oraisa l'chumra midrabbanan by a regular Sveika d'Oraisa. When it comes to Chayvei Krisis, so then already it's more chomer. Chayvei Krisis is going to be different. But the question is, what's pshat in this Rambam? What's pshat in the Rambam? What's pshat in this Rambam? What's the difference between a Chayvei Lavin and a Chayvei Krisis? Why by Chayvei Krisis do you go l'chumra midrabbanan? Asham tolu teichiach. By a Chayvei Lavin, that's a pshat you learn. I don't know, Chayvei Krisis is more chomer than Chayvei Lavin. Said the Brishan Rav. Shalom Marcha Shvadron said the Marsham. He said, I'm going to tell you Pshat. He said, you want to know what the Pshat is? He said, the Pshat is the Rambam may be held like the Ramban. The Ramban said that even though there's a parish of Shoigig, but it's only when the Torah was Mechadish a parish of Shoigig. Wherever the Torah was Mechadish a parish of Shoigig, we don't have a parish of Shoigig. Chayvei Krisis, we know there's a parish of Shoigig. Of course, there's a parish of Shoigig. Chatos Hashem Tali. Chayvei Lavin, there is no parish of Shoigig. Said the Marsham, and this is really based on super duper alumnus that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Krisos, the Chsam Sofer in Chuvas, Chayshamish, Mitzvah Chavtes, Rashi and Krisos, Daf Yud Zayin, this is such Gishmak array. But said that every time a person has a Suffolk, when you get involved in a Sveikah d'Oraisa, even if you get it wrong, you're only a Shoikik. Because you had a right to say that, you know what, I thought I was going to get it right. Right, somebody make wages a bet. Asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. I thought I was right. I thought kach was going to play out. It didn't? Okay, so I lost. But I thought, you can't tell me I'm not a shoygig. Every time I get involved in a suffolk, I'm always a shoygig. So he said, half of a fella. He said, sveika d'Oraisa when it comes to chayvei krisos. At the end of the day, all you're going to be is a shoygig. But a yois is a parsha of shoygig by chayvei krisos. Sveika d'Oraisa l'chumra mid'Oraisa. But by a regular chayvei lavin, the Rambam held like the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra. By the way, the Marsham says it's also a Ran in Masechta Sanhedrin, and there's other Marmakomis in the Rishonim for this big Yisoid. But the point is that over there, it's only going to be a Shoyg. But Shoyg by Chayvei Lavin, there's no Parsha. So how could you tell me it's Aser? I can't go ahead and do it. Why shouldn't I be able to do it? At the end of the day, all it's going to be is a Shoyg. And there's no Shoyg by Chayvei Lavin. Like the Ramban said, Avo B'Shoyg, Ein Aleim, Shum Nesiyas Chet, Vein Tzrichim, Ritzur Klal. So why can't I do it? Why? Tell me I can't eat this? Why? Because it might be a Chayvei Lavin. So the worst case it is I'm a shoygig. The shoygig ain't a lame. Shum nesiyas chet. Vein tzichem ritzui klal. Either way, that's what the Brishan Rav said. But that was a digression. I mean, shtickle. But either way, so just to come full circle, end with one aura, maybe we'll pick this up again. And that is, so we have here, we started the last two, we were talking about a nesifus. The nesifus said that by the rabbanons, there's no shoygig. Don't worry about shoygigs by the rabbanon. And the nesifus doesn't just say it. He says it very, very sharp. It's mamash, it's as if you ate kosher food. It's ilulay avardami. It's as if it was nothing. Question is, why not? And Rameir Simcha Meshachachma said a major lumdus, a beautiful lumdus. Because there's no issa chetzen when it comes to Yisurid Rabbanon. The issa is that you didn't listen. Over at the end of the day, I was only a shaygik. That's not loisasim and adavash yagid l'chayam and asmal. And as a result, it's not going to be a problem. That's the lumdest explained in the Sivas. The problem is, it's not a problem, but the ha'ara is, we have a Ramban. The Ramban said the same thing the Sivas said, command verbatim. And he's talking about the erises. He's talking about Chayvei Lavin. You're going to tell me Chayvei Lavin Loit Ramban is an Isser Gavra? It's not an Isser Chavtzi? You can't say it. It's impossible. There's no way you can go through life thinking that. It's not a possibility. It doesn't work. So the bottom line is that if that's the case, then L'chura, how do we have a Gerech to be Mechiach from the Nesivos, a major Lumdus? L'chura, we see from the Ramban, the same Halacha, and it's Gespart in the Ramban. This Lumdus is not, can't be. Elamai, what's Pshat in the Ramban? Pshat must be that Shoygeg is Asir on when things are very, very chamer. So far, on the Chayvei Krisis level, the Shoygeg. On the Chayvei Lavin level, there's no shaygig. And it makes sense then that on the Rabbanon level, certainly there should be no shaygig. But either way, just a ha'ara ba'alma, that the Olam, B'roshim Ramei Simcha, HaKoyin HaGadol Midvinsk, were mechiach from this Nesivas, a major lumdus in understanding the Rabbanons, L'maisa, that helps us for the Nesivas, not going to help us for the Ramban. And for the Ramban, we're going to probably have to say a little bit more balabatish. So if that's the case, that's just a little bit of ha'ara, and we'll end here.